Okay, good morning, everybody. It's a very somber morning here in the United States, and hope everybody is doing well after the shocking rampage that we saw yesterday, which did unfortunately result in the loss of life and a great shattering of a boundary that I'm sure none of us who have been privileged to live in what Maran Shal Yisrael, Rav Moshe Feinstein, called this Mamlacha Shal Chesed, a democratic republic that has had a free and fair election. And to see the kind of incitement yesterday from the leader of this country resulting in a siege on our nation's capital, involved in that solemn ritual of a transfer of power, a peaceful transfer of power that has made this period in our people's history so different, that we live in a country ruled by law, in a country where we've experienced a kind of benevolence of what rule of law can mean for a religious people, a religious minority that has been persecuted for two millennia. It was a shocking and horrifying thing to behold, and I'm sure we'll always remember those images. And of course, I want to say this morning that we're all proud of our Congress, Republicans and Democrats alike, for staying throughout the night and not giving in to the mob and to the riot, and proceeding with the task before them, assigned to them by the Constitution of this land, Dina de Malchusa Dina. Our rabbis taught us, Dina de Malchusa Dina, that the laws of a fair and lawful government are to be respected. And thank God that they carried on their work throughout the night. David HaMelech in Mizmor Tes says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all law. V'hu yishbo tevel b'tzedek, yadav yadin le'umim b'meisharim. That he judges not just the Jewish people, but Tevel, all of humanity, in his righteousness, and he will judge the nations in an upright fashion. Yadin le'umim v'meisharim. The halls that were desecrated yesterday, of course, have so many images from the Judeo tradition, from the tradition of the idea of God as the ultimate lawgiver. God is the one, as we say in Sefer Dvarim, ki hamishpat le'lokim hu. He's the only one who can do absolute justice, and we, of course, are his shluchim, all dayanim, all people who support the rule of law. We remember the statement of Chazal in Pirkei Avos, al shosh dvarim olam omed, al hadin, al ho'emes, vel hashalom, and as I wrote to the shul yesterday, what we saw yesterday wasn't din, it wasn't law, it was lawlessness, it wasn't emes, it was based on the most insidious falsehoods that have been, I believe, rejected 57 separate times by our nation's courts, that have been fanned and exacerbated by someone who simply refuses to relinquish the power. And they weren't shalom. It was mob violence. Mob violence from people who have made law and order, quote unquote, their very slogan. So we always aspire to tzedek and mishpat. Those are godly qualities. V'hu yishpo tevel b'tzedek yadin le'umim b'meisharim. And then David HaMelech turns around and says, V'hi Adonai miskav ladach, miskav le'itos batzara. God will be a fortress for the one who is low, a fortress for difficult times. Comments to the Metudas David, L'nishbirei lev yi ala miskav. For those people who are brokenhearted. We're all brokenhearted to see what happened in our country yesterday. We're all sickened. When will he be that fortress? When there's a time of crisis. We are Nishbere Lev. It was a time of crisis for our nation. And we can all take strength in he to whom power actually belongs, not to any Basar Vadam, not to any human being, not to any cult figure, but to the Ribono Shel Olam, to God himself, who is the only one in whom absolute power can possibly rest, and in him we place our trust, as David HaMelech goes on to say, V'yivtechu v'cha yodei shemecha, ki lo azavta dorshecha Adonai. We believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the Shofet Kol Haaretz, will, God willing, help restore law, true law, true order based on sacred principles of truth and fairness to our republic. And of course, our republic, which shines like a beacon to the world, we will be restored to the luster, the very special place that our exceptional nation has always held. Wishing everybody a good day.